People around the Czech Republic stayed up late on Wednesday night to cheer on the Czech ice hockey team, who, in an intriguing twist of fate, faced former federal partner Slovakia in the quarterfinals at the Winter Olympics in Turin. All the disappointment with the Czech Republic's poor results in the group stage were forgotten on Wednesday as the Czech team finally gelled and won 3-1 to reach the semi-finals. Ian Willoughby has more.
Thanks, Daniela. The Czech Republic were among the favourites to take ice hockey gold ahead of the Olympics. And there was consternation among many fans when they lost three of their five games in the group stage in Turin. Slovakia, by contrast, surprised many by winning all of their group games and topping their group. Their great form and the strong rivalry between the two former partner nations certainly increased tension and interest ahead of the quarter-final clash. Sport is often about peaking at the right moment, and it seems the Czech Republic got their timing better than Slovakia, as Jaromír Jágr and co. finally began to look like a real team on Wednesday night. Before the Olympics, all the talk was about who would be in goal for the Czechs, the veteran Dominik Hašek or Tomáš Vokoun, who was also in great form before the Games. In the end, with Hašek injured and Vokoun out of sorts, Liberec goaltender Milan Hnilička started an Olympic game for the first time in his career. He repaid the faith of coach Alois Hadamčík with a man-of-the-match performance. At the other end, Martin Rucinski and Milan Hajduk both scored to put the Czech Republic 2-0 up at the end of the second period. Marian Gaborník got one back for Slovakia in the third, increasing the tension once again. But he and his teammates didn't do enough to overhaul the Czechs' lead, and Martin Straka sealed the game with the final goal 3 seconds from full time, making it 3-1 to the Czech Republic. Having got this far, the Czechs are now guaranteed at least a bronze medal, though there's no way they'll be satisfied with anything less than gold. To have a shot at that, they need to overcome Sweden in the semi-finals on Friday evening.
Ian Willoughby, thank you. And of course, we'll all be keeping our fingers crossed for the Czech team.